Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading Elmer and the Dragon by Ruth Stiles Gannett, Chapter 6. This is King Can the 11th. Flute perched on Elmer's shoulder, and together they went to the biggest tree in the forest. Flute flew up into the branches, and Elmer heard him chirp, "Good morning, Queen Can. An old friend of mine has just arrived on the island, and I'd like to introduce him to the king." "Is that your friend down there?" asked the sleek, tiny queen suspiciously. "Yes, he let me out of my cage back in Nevergreen City." "The king isn't feeling well, you know." "I know, that's why I want to introduce my friend. I think he can help the king, perhaps." "Well, I'll go see if he's receiving visitors. You wait here." Soon the queen flew back all flustered. "The king will be down right away. I was really surprised. He's never before been so eager to see anyone." Elmer felt flattered and quickly tucked in his shirt and straightened his cap. Suddenly, the king flew out of the branches and landed at Elmer's feet. Elmer was disappointed. The king looked just like a canary, only bigger and fluffier than the others. "This is my dear friend Elmer Elevator," said Flute. "Hello, won't you sit down?" said King Can the 11th. "Thank you," said Elmer, squatting down on the pine needles. "It's a great honor to have you on our island," said the king. "It's a great honor to be here," said Elmer. "The queen said that Flute said that you might be able to help me. Is that right?" asked the king. "Yes," said Elmer. "I thought perhaps I could help you to find out whatever you're so curious to know, and then all the other birds wouldn't be curious to know why you're curious, and everybody would get well." Said the king. "Did you have some special plan?" "You'd have to help by telling me what's bothering you," said Elmer. "That's what I was afraid of. Why, this has been a family secret ever since my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a young canary." "No, I couldn't possibly tell you," snorted King Can the 11th. "Then I can't help you after all," said Elmer, getting up. "I'm sorry I bothered your majesty about it. Goodbye." Elmer and Flute sadly started back through the pines. "Just a moment," called the king. "Maybe we could work out something. I'm awfully tired of being curious. Yes, by gosh, I believe I will tell you, but don't you dare tell anyone else." "I promise," said Elmer. "Flute, go up and chatter with the queen. Your friend and I wish to be alone." The king whispered to Elmer, "You can't imagine how hard it is for me to tell you our family secret." "Oh, I'm sure it's extremely difficult," said Elmer helpfully. "Well, the secret is, oh, I can't tell you now. Could you come back at sundown? I just can't say it in the bright sunlight." "I understand," said Elmer, "and I'll be glad to come back later." He called to Flute, who had been trying hard not to yawn in front of the queen, and together they went to find the dragon. "Well, did you see the king?" asked the dragon, who was resting comfortably beside the pool, his stomach bulging from skunk cabbages and ostrich ferns. "Yes, but now I'm really curious. I'm to go back at sundown, and then he's going to tell me the secret. It's a very old family secret." "I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it," said Flute. "Oh, I'll be so glad to be rid of the curiosity plague." I'll do my best," said Elmer, taking a long drink of water and settling down beside the dragon to eat 8 tangerines. Elmer and the dragon fell fast asleep while Flute went all over the island spreading the news and waiting for sundown.